the state is making a change to Medicaid funding for nursing homes, and a small group of Connecticut homes say it puts them at risk for closure. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard has more.
The state is cutting Medicaid funding for 9 skilled nursing homes. Officials say it's because fewer than 70% of their beds are filled. Nursing home executive Thomas Russo is worried about how this will impact services at Kimberly Hall South in Windsor.
Unfortunately, this cut is so severe that it would really be detrimental to be able to provide that. Just based on the wages that we have and just the fixed costs in general.
Russo represents Genesis Healthcare. It owns 5 out of the 9 affected nursing homes, including Kimberly Hall South. The for-profit facility stands to lose about $750,000 in a year. The funding changes are part of a long-term state plan to address a growing aging population. A third-party commission report predicted that demand for home care services will dramatically increase in the next 20 years, while demand for nursing home care will drop. But Kimberly Hall resident Margaret D'Souza says a nursing home is the right place for her.
What happens to me and others in other homes like this, that they close down and they want to ship us to other facilities who are all already filled up. We can't have home care because, one, we can't afford it. Two, if our family don't want us or they can't do it, what happens to us?
Jesse Martin of labor union SEIU 1199 says the new funding calculations are flawed and based on outdated information. For example, Kimberly Hall has a license for 180 beds, but over the years, it's removed beds to create more private rooms and specialty units.
They didn't come in and look at anything. This was a fiscal decision based on numbers on a page.
State legislators who spoke to residents and workers at Kimberly Hall say they intend to meet with Governor Ned Lamont and his administration to address these issues. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.